get so much masriach, as the fruit itself becomes despoiled. Man looks seles mitoich oichel dami. Here even the fruit doesn't really have a shame oichel. Even the fruit itself is called like seles. So if you take the oichel, it's considered like you're taking out the seles. That's also awesome. There's no heter burr. Burr is only heter when you want to take the oichel out of the psilis. If it's something edible right now, and you take it and I'm not tizid, it's considered like a maisa achila. Like you're starting your achila, it's not called a maisa burr. But here, this termusa, since it's a bitter fruit, and it's not edible right now, so it's considered like a psilis, so it doesn't have the heter of the oichel mitoich psilis. So Rashi though the shalki loy shiva zimnin lamatka, and you have to cook it up 7 times, then it becomes sweet. Viloy shakti le loichel, if you don't cook up the oichel miteich apsilus miteich shurach, since it's very soft. Venim akadesh nishlak arbeim is masriach. Hilkach oichel nami calls the man shemur boy calls the man the food is more than it heavy kipsilus, it lies like psilus. Omiyo oichelu, it is an oichel. He was machmir, so since it's manaisa, it is an oichel, but since it's still bitter right now and by itself will be spoiled, therefore it's not called a real oichel, it's called kipselus, so he was machmir not to make this burn. But a regular fruit, a regular oichel, when you have the oichel in front of you, it's mutter to take the oichel out of the pselus. So what comes out of the halachas here is that there's an issim b'deraisa to be burr. If you have things mixed together, to separate them, to take out one from the other, is an issa burr. Now the only heter we have is, if you're only doing it with your hands, or else we said the fork and spoon is also considered like with your hands, it's only just not to get your hands dirty, or because it's too hot you can't touch the soup. But really you could do the same thing with your hands, that's called you making a burr with your hands. Now with your hands, the only heter there is, if you take the oichel from the psalus, and providing it's right before the meal that you want to eat it right now. So you have a salad or you have a soup and there are a few things mixed in there and you only want to eat certain things, so you're allowed to be burr, take out the things that you want to eat, providing it's for this meal. Mashenka, to take the psalus out, I'll be pashtus, that's awesome. Now there are a few to know when even the psalus is mutter. That's in a case where it's efshe to get to the oichel without taking out the psalus. The mashal, if you have eating chicken, on top of the chicken there's skin. And you don't like to eat the skin, so the skin to you is called psalus. You just want to eat the inside of the chicken. But the only way you can get to the chicken is by first taking off the skin. See, when those tamas are taken out, the psalus is osurum. But here, since you can't get to the oichel without the psalus, taking off the psalus is considered like the beginning of the achila. Since that's the only way you eat it, so it's mutter. Same thing if you want to cut open an onion, and you have the outer skin around the onion, that you can't get to the inside without first cutting out the outer skin. That's also mutter, even though you're taking away the psalus, because since that's the only way you could get to the oichel, is through taking away the psalus first, so that's mutter. Mashenkin, if you have them both in front of you, you have the oichel, we say the cucumbers that you want to eat, and the tomatoes you don't want to eat, you could either pull out the cucumbers you want to eat, or else you could take out the tomatoes what you don't want to eat, there it's also to take the tomatoes out, because you have the oichel that could be eaten without taking out the tomatoes. So the only heter is to take the oichel and not the psalus. Another shalu is, let's say, eating fish that has small bones inside it. So here also the Chazanish wants to be mekel. I think even the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit mekel if you have small bones inside the fish. That since it's not shaykh to eat the fish without first taking out the small bones, it'll be mutter to take out the small bones. Mashenka and the big bones wouldn't have this heter, like you're eating a pulka. If you want to get the pulk or the bone out of here, not to bother you, and you only have kavana to eat the chicken, it'd be also if you pashtu like the Mishnah Berurah to pull out the bone, almanach then to eat the chicken. Because here you have the yetzer, take the chicken and eat the chicken by itself. You don't have to pull out the bone to get to the chicken. Here's another shadow, let's say, Lamashal, if a fly falls into your soup, who are in any dirty spot falls into your soup. So be pashtu is to take the dirt, the fly out by itself, that should be a nisa from burr. However, the Ramah brings down, there is a heter, if you take the spoon to get the fly out, you take some soup in the spoon. So when you're taking out the mush of the spoon that has the fly, it's not the fly alone. You're not stop making burr, separating the fly from the soup. Even in the spoon that you're taking it out, you have some soup in there. So in the spoon, it's still mixed together, the fly and the soup, so that's not a nisa burr. From this, the Mishnah Berurah's mashma that who had done any type of burr in this oifen is mutter. The mashal, when you have the chont on Shabbos and you mix it up and you have bones inside. So when you serve, you want to first take out the bones to serve just the chont. So the chur taking out the bones, since you don't want to eat the bones right now, or at least it's not as good as the chont, that should be called like psilis. So what's that? Yeah, so like the Mishnah Berurah, this would be Iksas Heter. So when you take the bones out of the cholent, you make sure that with the bones you have some cholent on the bones. So Kumla says the bones is not mavur, is not separated by itself. With the bones you still have the cholent, so there wouldn't be an Issa Berurah. What then if you want to cut off a cantaloupe, you want to get the seeds out of the cantaloupe. So it would be is to cut off a little piece of the cantaloupe with it. So since there's a piece of cantaloupe with the seeds, it's not considered taking away the psalus by itself, but yes, some oichel attached to the psalus. That's what's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazanish is more machma on this point, and he said there's no heter. Kozuman, you're taking away the psalus from the oichel, there's no heter to make burr. I, the case of the fly, he learns a little bit different by the fly. But the mice, I think the velt is more maker like the Mishnah Berurah. There's another point about burr. The Shalomov, if you want to eat watermelon. So you have taken out the pits. So the chur have taken out the pits from the watermelon, that should be a shallow burr, which is mashra from the Mishnah Berurah, the Biralacha, that's taka osa. The Chazanish in this punk wants to be mekel. He wants a taina that burr is only, much like we say, you have the cucumbers and the tomatoes in front of you. Now, you have to take each one separately. You could either take the cucumbers out, or else you take the tomatoes out. So, to there it's only mutter to take the oichel and not to take the psalus. But let's say in a case like a watermelon or even a pulka, you have a piece of chicken on the bone. You have to hold both of them before you pull one off the other. Like it's one piece right now. You have a piece of watermelon. Or you have a piece of chicken here with the bone, the pulka. So now you hold on your right hand, you have the chicken, and the left hand, you have the pulka. So he learns that all not communion whether you're going to pull your left hand and take the bone out, or whether you're going to pull the right hand and pull the chicken out. It's since they're both in your hand together, that's called derech achila, it's mutter. He said, what in order to get the pit out of the watermelon? You have to hold the watermelon in your hand, and in one hand you're holding the watermelon, and one hand you're holding the pit. So he learns it wouldn't be enough gemina whichever one you pull, whether you pull the watermelon away from the pit or put the pit away from the watermelon, they're both called derech achila. The ik is the burr of taking the psalus is where you're only taking the psalus by itself. Like we say, you had the salad in front of you, and something, a pit fell in there. If you want to pick out the pit, that will be also to do that type of a burr. Yeah, okay, so let's go more weiter. We have Teuchen. Next Moloch, and the Mishnah talks about Teuchen grinding. Omer Rav Papa, Hai man de porim silka. If you have this beet, that your cup slices it up into small pieces, is chai mishum Teuchen. There's a chiddush. Teuchen doesn't mean you have to mamash put it to the grinder and grind it up. Now, cutting it up into small pieces, that's also called Teuchen. In Omer of Menashe, Hai man de sola silta, you take pieces of wood, and also cut it up into small pieces, it's chayim mishum teichin, the same you say, you don't have to dafka grind it, now cutting them up into small pieces, that's also nisa teichin. In Amar Rav Ashi, he kapad al mishchosu, when you're cutting up these small pieces of wood, your makpav dafka to like 1 or 2 inches long, you want dafka exact length, the shear is chayim mishum mechatech. Then every time you cut it, there's an isa mishum mechatech of cutting. Let's see Rashi. Deporim silka. B'mem gasinen, v'lei b'samach, k'deforesh b'yov ha'roitiv, my kippah, pirma. What does that mean? Mechat chay hadak. You cut them up, slice them up into small pieces. That's a nisa teichin. The solus, so to Rashi, eitzim dakim l'avareish. You want to cut up small wood into small pieces to make a fire with it? That's also nisa teichin. V'ikopad ha'meshchosa, l'choy tchem b'mida. You mak b'davka to cut it up to the right size, the exact size. That's an issa of mechatech, Rashi, or mechatzah b'mida. We had before Mishnah said at least mechatech by or by skin. If you cut the skin down to the right size, that's an issa of mechatech. So the chur what comes out from here is that it's also to cut up vegetables on Shabbos into small pieces. To cut cucumbers very thin. Now, hadak here doesn't mean mamish thin like you can't see it. I mean small pieces, even though it's edible that way, but small pieces. So chur to shayla, people amol make the eggs and onions on Shabbos in the morning. They slice up the onion into very small pieces. They try and chop up the eggs. So on the eggs, you could say there's only ein treichen ele b'gdula karka. It's only on gdula karka, something that grows. But what's the answer to chop up the onions very, very small? Look, this Gemara, the Chura said, is an Issa D'Raisa of Teichin. So some Rishonim learn, and there were more paschals like that, that there's a heter if you do it miyad for the Suda, the Surah Achila. It's just like by Burr before we said, if you take the Eichel out of the Psyllis, it's mut if you do it alta, teed it right away. It's called Derech Achila Bekach. Who are din Teichin also grinding? If you're cutting up these onions, you're cutting up the vegetables, Almanas teed it right away, then there's no Isser of Teichin if you do it right away. So that would be the heter Shabbos morning, at least if you do it, before the Suda. Father, if you do it early in the morning, Almanas teed it a few hours later, there'll be no heter. But if you do it an hour, the most an hour before the Suda, when you're preparing for the Suda, if you're chopping up the onions, Almanas teed it by the next Suda, that will be mutte because the Teichin is mutte if you do the Tzarech Achila right now. And this achila huadim by burra doesn't mean you have to eat it. It could be due to somebody else. Abi, it's going to be eaten right away. That's called derech achila. Rashenkin, if you're not going to eat it right away, you can do it now for shalashudis. That's an is of teichin, cutting up, slicing up vegetables or anything that grows into very small pieces. There's a more baita. The halash v'yoifa. There's the malacha. Another malacha is lash. Of kneading, we'll learn lightning Gemara more about lash, v'yoif, and baking. So the Mor Amara Papa Shofik Tana Didan Bishul Samamonim. Our Tana the Mishnah left out the word Bishul. Like really, the Melacha that was in the Mishkan was Bishul. Used to cook in the Mishkan. They cooked up these Samamonim, the dyeing, the grass that they used to dye with. They used to cook it in water to get the dye the water, and then they would dye the material with it. So there was Bishul in the Mishkan. So the heavy be mishkan. The noka doife, first we lay kasha on the tana of the mishnah. Can we put in the malacha of oife baking? They didn't bake anything with tzarech the mishkan. They baked the tzarech the menachas maybe, but not the tzarech the binyan of the mishkan. So why doesn't the tana say bishol? Why does the tana say oife? That there it is tana didan our tana val mishnah sidur the past noket. He's going to explain the seder that the malacha is the seder how you make bread. Like that's an easy way maybe to understand it, like a simin. So to remember, the malachas, he puts in the seder of how you go to make bread. That you lash, you knead first, then you oife, then you bake it. So that's why it says baking. But really, the malacha is bishul, and bishul and oife is the same thing. Such Rashi. V'noket oife deloy shayach v'mleches ha-mishkon chlal. For the building of the mishkon, there was no type of baking. The teretis adur with the pas. Shehizcho boy noket. It wants to say the beginning of making pas. That's where we start off already. Like it says, zoyrer, boyrer, marakit, these are all malachas you do on the wheat, until finally you get to bake the wheat. Shehizcho boy noket boyfe b'mokim bishul samonim. Who would have a bishul the pas? So the Gemara. Omer ravacho baravaviro. Haiman dishodo sichto liatuna. If somebody throws a peg, like a metal peg, into the oven, like to bake it on Shabbos, it's chayim mishum avashal. There's an issur bishul, you're cooking up the peg, the metal peg, yichayiv. But the more pshita, avada, you're cooking it, why aren't yichayiv? Mal detemol ishru emonaka mechavin. What do you mean you're cooking up metal? You don't make metal soft. The cooking, the heating up the metal only makes it stronger, makes it harder. Lishur emonaka mechavin. It's called like you're hardening the kli, so that wouldn't be called a bishul at all. Kamash Malon Demir Parofi. No, the way you harden it really is first you make the kli a little bit soft. You get the water to go out of the metal. For all that comet, then it becomes hard again. But about in between you're making a little bishul, that's the chidish yechayeh for this bishul. So Trashi the Shoda Sikhta. Sheishlich yeset lach a wet yeset a wet peg letaner into the oven. Cham liyavsho sheiskasha. You put it into a hot oven, they should dry up and become strong. The shrur lechazik v'enkam bishul. I would think he could have one who's only to be mechazik the kli. There's no bishul there. It is no the merapi rofe. They choy maor from the heat. First, it gets a little bit soft. V'amayim shebetoicha yitzinf, and the water inside it goes out. Liyachas shiyotzu meimav. After the water goes out, komet miskashim v'chirofa bereisha v'bishulai v'chirofa bereisha. When it gets soft at the beginning, heavy bishulai. Sasachidij is also called Bishul. So Tayyip speaks out, even on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mashmataka, the Kavona, when you cook up metal, is to make it hard. That's your Kavona. But there it says, that's your Kavona. It's not called you have kavon to do bishul. So the answer shala from bishul akum that if a guy has kavona to put on the oven a manas to put a piece of metal inside, there's no way of bishul akum. Some other food is there. Nagav is cooking the food because the kavona of the guy is not to cook. The kavona of the guy is to make the metal hard. That's about the kavon is lechazik the kli. But here the Gemara on Shabbos is saying, but a mitzvah, if you do it on Shabbos, you chayv mishum avashal, because the mitzvah should do it in the Maaseh Bishul. That's one chish. So the Gemara writes, Omar Rabba ba Rav Huna, Haiman the Arsech Kufra, whoever heats up tar, on Shabbos, is chayv mishum avashal. It's not an Issa Bishul. For the Gemara writes, Pshita, why not? You're cooking up tar, why shouldn't there be an Issa Kufra? Mal the Taima. What do you mean you're heating up tar? Hey, tar is something that's hard now. If you heat it up, it gets soft, but as soon as it cools off, automatically it comes back to hard again. So, hey, Maloy, maybe that's not called bishul. Bishul means that it's nicker in the chet, so you did some bishul to it. You cook food. It's nicker after it was cooked than it was cooked. Whether it comes soft, whether it comes hard, a hard egg, or this, anything you cook up, after it's cooked, it's nicker, it was cooked. But here, after it's cooked up, it comes cooled off, and it gets hard again, is a maloi, kamash malon. The about b'shaita, there was a bishul, yichayi for that. Shrashi diyasa kufra, shiyutir zephis, toad akusha, yichoyzo meskasha, comes hard again. So, chur, the bishul shver, the chur, you learned that chinesh before, by metal also before the peg, when the peg gets soft, but avada right after it gets hard again, so it's also not nika the bishul. So, bishul shver, when you know the chinesh for, chur, that was a chinesh in the case before. Not sure. So Mavaita, Omar Rova, Haiman the Ovid Chavita. If somebody goes to make a barrel, a Chavita, or Rashi says Chavita means Shacheris, an earthly, made out of clay, is Chayim Mishum Sheva Chatois. There are seven Isurim involved in making a Chavita, making a barrel. So Rashi, Eshton, this, Teuchen, Haragovim. You have to grind up the mud like, Vishaych Kon Hadak, to make it very small. Heavy Teuchen. That's Nisa Teuchen. You're grinding up the dirt. That's called Teuchen. You have to make burr, pull out the bad, big rocks. That's called burr. Hareshtayim. O makidim benafa, then you sift it. That's the third one. O megavol hatit, then you do like lash. You have to mix the clay with the water. Dino lash, that's four. O memarach hatit, then you have to smoothen it out. Kishoy sagon, when you make the form. Shiyehei chola kare mamachik, that's the fifth malacha mamachik. Or mavrius, or then you have to make the fire. That's the sixth v'chivshon. Or mitzarfa b'teuchin arei mevashel. Yeah. Say you have seven. There's mavri making the fire, and then there's mevashel. As Rashi chiyuba dechoyfer ayluchur you dig to get the clay. So why isn't there mister chafira here? As Rashi leker then it's orachel lafora. Even though you're making a hole, it's like we had before. You make a hole, but you don't want the hole. The iki you want is just the offer. There's no ister on the charisha. Therefore, you chayiv only for seven chatois. So the Gemara tanur, if you will have das to make a tanur, to make an earthly oven, then chayiv mishum shmoyne chatois. There's an eighth one. So Rashi's mazb, when you take it out of the oven, you have to smear something on it to make a makar patish. That will be the eighth malacha. Rashi tana chayiv shmoyne liachos, the 12th of the kivshon, who tachol lov tefela, you put another, some tefelas, more cement on top of it. She'av, it should be very thick, and the chayiv miskayim. Who gemar malach? That's the gemar malach. The only kamon. Komida the heavy gemar malach. Chayim mishumak lapatish. Alagavu chovish lekem mishumak lapatish. Dumiel nigmar malach to betanam. By chovish, it's time put it into the oven and it comes out baked. That's a finished chovish. That's a finished barrel. Mashenk in the tana, you have to smear some stuff on top of it after it comes out. That's a malach of mak lapatish. That's how you have it. So the gemara. Amrabaya hayman the yovid chalso. If you're going to make a beehive a kiveris. Made out of reeds, out of condoms of Rashi, is chayiv achas asora. Yichatois. You give chayiv 11 chatois, 11 malachas you're doing. The chayit lepume, if you want to sew up the opening of it, to make like a rim there, is chayiv shalosh asora chatois. You have another two malachas involved, you have 13 altogether. So Rashi, chalsa, what is this? Kivera shokanim. A beehive made out of reeds. Chayiv yud aleph. What is it? Zoymer akanim. When you're pulling off the kanim, the reeds, the bed reeds you pull off, that's an issa zoymer. Vahu tzarech lehem. And you also need the reed now. It's chayim mishum kreitzim mishum noteya. You chayim mishum you are noteya. You're making the other ones grow better. And you chayim mishum kreitzim pulling off the reed. Also from Yachid, after you pull off a lot of reeds, they all fell down. You want to gather them together now. B'makim gidulay. Harei zemaymer. That's an issa maymer. then bir yofes hareza bur hechlikon, you have to smooth it out, hareza mamachik, or some dakes a miyachas shtayim a sholosh hareza teichen, you have to make them the small pieces like we had before, small pieces of reeds of wood, that's nisa teichen. Then you mark what they have the exact size. Hareza mechatech. Hesech ha-shesi, hareza mesech. You put the shesi, the long ways in. That's mesech. Or regachas l'mala v'yachas l'mata. Te'lamida hare yoseh shtei botanirin. Then you make like the two loops that the reeds go through. Or then you make the emes of weaving. Hareza oirik. Chotach l'yachar ha-rigosi. After you finish weaving it, you have to cut off the top pieces. Te'lashveis v'reza makalapatish. I mean l'kamon. Haman d'shok l'kufa, that's makalapatish. That's the yud aleph. Vayte v'yichayt l'pumei. Lasses lo sofa oisav kan toifev the kosher. If you saw a lichshur, you have to tie it up. Li acher atzur, you have to sew it up. So therefore, you have another two. You have tefir is sewing, then you have to tie it down. So Rashi now like stam all these cases. Mishum boinu lekuch yuva. Why isn't this a binyan? All these three cases, you're making kelim. Rashi loy bechoz loy betana loy bekideris. They in binyan bekelim. That's Rashi shita. Even though you make the whole kli from beginning to end, there's no yisav binyan by kelim with the raisa. This Rashi Shita. Tais type of things in Rashi Tais learns ain't binyan bekelim means just to put pieces back together again. When you make the whole clear from Metchila Biatsoyev, that Tais is passing the Yesh binyan bekelim. A core point of Rashi Shita is that Midiraisa is no Yisra binyan bekelim, only if you're building something Mechubal Karka. That's an Yisra Midiraisa. So, mainly here, that's Rashi's Cheshbin. Now you have either the 7 Chatoyis, the 8 Chatoyis, the 11, or the 13 Chatoyis. Yeah, a little more weiter. Hagoizis es hatzemen vihamlavnoi. Hagoizis is you shear off the wool off the sheep, vihamlavnoi, then you wash it out, that's Nisa from Alavn. So tomorrow, Omar Rabba Bar Chona, Omar Rabbi Yechinen, Ha'tov o'itzemer, shagabe behemah b'shabes. If you spin the wool off the animal itself, I mean, you do the spinning when the wool is still attached to the sheep. On Shabbos, it's chayiv shalosh chatois. In this case, you chayiv three different chatois, there are three different obas malachas. Achas mishum goizis, the mitzvah is after you spin it, you have to pull off the hair of the wool, that's an issa goizis. V'yachas mishum anafitz, right there afterwards when it's pulled off, you have to comb it. It's being combed when it's on the behema. V'yachas mishum tovi, and mitzvah is you're spinning it to respond, spinning the wool when it's on attached to the animal. So you have these three malachas. V'yav karnu ramanein, en derech ziza bekach, v'en derech manafitz bekach, v'en derech tovi bekach. It's not a derech to do these things when it's still attached to the animal. A derech goizis means you cut off first all the wool. Not that while you're being tovi, while you're spinning it, it's coming off. It's about a derech, it's kalacha yad. There's no issim with the rice, it's only issim with the rabbon. For the Gemara, is it true that there's not an issim with the rice, it's not a derech pekach? The loy v'otanya, the rice learned v'otanya mishmei the Rav Nechemya. Shota v'izim v'tovu v'izim. What does that mean? That's from Shan, the posik is, Alma tovi agabi behema. Shema tovi. That they used to spin the wool when it was still attached to the animal. So you see, it's a lashon from tova beizim. They did it when it was still attached to the izim. The Rashi says, "Shota beizim v'tova beizim, kro kadorish." He's dashing the pasuk. Tova yes the izim begufon shel izim mashma. It's mashma when the izim by the goats, the hair was still attached to the goats, they spun it. So you see, it's a derech pekach. And for the Gemara, chochma yaseir shani. Is a chokhmah you say, was a drashi kedesiv, v'chol isha chachmas leif. It's a special chokhmah to do these things. Well, the head, the normal person ain't darker, b'kach, v'avi kalach ayad. For a normal person, it's not a derech b'kach, it's live kalach ayad. The Maratona Rabbonin. Ha'atulish es ha'knaf. Somebody pulls off the knaf, that's the wing of an animal. Drashi Atelish as a knaf, it means Neitz Gedela min knaf, if the big wing, the big feather from the wing of the animal, from the wing of the bird, Atelish as a knaf, the Hakoimtoi. Drashi means Lacha Shatolsha, if you cut off the, pull off the wing, Choytech Roshe, you cut off the head of it, Shudak, it's very thin, Verodla Niach Bekavaksos. You like cut off the feathers of it, the thin feathers of it. The Akemtoi. Then we have Mortas, the Drashli Tzadz Novli, the other side of the wing, the side of its tail. Shukoshe, it's very hard. Murit sar, like pull off the hair of it. Mekan al mekan. Umashte chakone, v'noisen haseye bekarav ksos. You use the hair also to put onto the pillow. So the Gemara is chayev shalosh chatois. These are three different avos melachos. You chayev three chatois. Demem shum melachos, what are these? Toilish chayev mishum goizis. By cutting off the wing, you chayev mishum goizis. Koimeit is chayev mishum mechatech. When you're cutting off the feathers, that's nisa mechatech, you're cutting it down to size. Memarit, when you're pulling out the hair, is chayev mishum mechatech. You're smoothing it out, that's nisa mechatech. Trashim mishum mechatech, te kopid la lachtech ad mokim shiroi. You mark with the cut only the thin part, the soft part of the feather. What's roi to be used for feather? Vegan min hakona, oireg koivim, vioisim koivim mechanfei oiv shabaloisim. You smooth it down. Here also, pulling out the hair to smooth it down. That's an issue, Meshuma Machik. If you tie and you untie, that's also two different Ovas Malachas. So at Gemara, Kshiru B'Mishkan Hechehevi, where they tie something down, they're making the Mishkan. There was no tying the Kura, they only used the Mishkan, the Kroshim. So we used to put up the tents on the bottom, used to tie down with the string the tents, so we used to tie it down. So the Maranayin, who Kaisha Manas Latiru? When they tied down the Mishkan, it wasn't our Manas to stay there, it wasn't our Manas, Kesha Manas Lakaimai. Whenever they used to travel on to move out, they would untie it. So who was that a Kesha Shakuyama? There wouldn't be an Isidir Isim. So we want to know where's the Melechas Kaisha that they had in the Mishkan. And the Gemara, Ela Omar Abayish, Kein Orge Yuriya Shenifsako, Lehen Neymo, Koshrinoisa. When they were making the Urias, when they were making the curtains, or the oil, the top for the Mishkan, when their strings would rip in between, they would tie it together. And that tying was a Kesha Shokayam. Shokayam. Omar Le Rova, Tarat Kosha. It gave an answer where you have Kosha making a knot. That's called the Kesha Shokayama. Where did they untie a knot? These knots they tied, it stood that way the whole time. Where do you have a case of Mishkan that they untied a knot? If you want to tell me, the Misra Milay Trey, yes, it should be Kitri. Bahadi Hadodi, and all you have two knots, one next to another. It doesn't look nice to have two knots next to another, it's like sticks out. Is Shori Chad, one knot you untie, the Kota Chad, and the other knot you leave. So that's how you can have a case where you untie a knot. And you leave it that way untied. So the Gemara name, it doesn't look nice. Hashtal of name Melech Bosav Adon. A nice thing came in front of a regular king. You would not do like this. It doesn't look nice. The name Melech Malachel Nochel Kadosh Baruch Hu Oisin. He's by the Mishkam. We're doing it for the Beis Hashem, for the Shekhinah. Where we make such Urias that don't look nice. That if you had a knot there and you untied a knot and leave it untied, it doesn't look nice. Hello, my Rav, the Teretziv, Yitem Rabbi Loi, Shekhen Tzadi Chalozim Koshin Umatirin. The one used to capture this fish, the chalazin, that from its blood was blue. They used to make the tchelis, used to dye the material with it. They used to capture the fish, and it's better to have the fish alive. So they used to capture with a net. So the net, sometimes they would tie it down, and sometimes they would untie it. So that's where you have a case of a matter. In Echlam, you have the case of kosher here also. But kosher, we said before, by the ureas, they also made namas akshira. Just the ikikash was really have matter, you untie the knots. There it says, by this net, sometimes they have to untie it. It's too tied up. They have to make it loose. They untie it. Shrashib Yisaydis Aholim Noyatzim Yisaydis. The character used to put pegs in the character of Yisaydis and Mishkan. The Koshin Arias Ben Bemesroyim used to tie down the curtains with a string. Koshin Manas Latirum. The Viagabna Patrin Lelekamon. The Tnan. Kokesha Shaina Shakayam and Chayavim Alob. Yoni Chayiv and Shabbos. If you make a Kesha Shakayam, it's the stay loyalum. But not if it's going to untie it soon. Badi Adodi, Shnei Chutin Zer to Zer. You have two knots. Nishori Chad, Liach Harigos, and after you wove it, Maturech, a young toy one, Nefnesha Bolton, Veneering. It sticks out and sees it. Vekot Echa, Klem, and Veneach, Kamaishu. Vedemora Hashtay, Nesin, Geshematira, Nira, Neka, Birias, Shechutel, Hayek, Fulim. The Chutin were doubled over. So if you have a knot, the untied, it's Nikon now, it was not tied in that. It doesn't look nice. That's the Gemara's Teretz and Echlami. You have it the case Sodi Chalozim. I said Letzvoya Tchelis to make the blue wool. B'dama Vukimin Da'akot Ve'lo Achat Hashem Mishona. Once in 6-7 years it came up. Vayta V'yatoyfe Shtei Tfirus. The Mishnah says, another malach is sewing. If you sew two stitches, you chayiv. For at the Gemara, I have a whole like kaima. Two stitches by itself won't stay. So what's the malach? It's not a kayama, it won't stay. And when you make two stitches, you only chayiv if you tie down both ends of the string. So then it'll stay in place, and the two stitches will hold the material together. But if you don't tie down, make two knots at two ends, it's not called the kesher, it's not called the tefillah, you'll be potter. Shrashi shekoshrin means shekosha shnei rosh echut. You have to tie down both sides of the chut. That makes it for a tkifam, that with shtei tkifut, the two stitches, you'd be chayiv. Yeah, let's come on. That's high in dollar on the base. We had toif v'hakareya amenas litfor. Which question? Yeah, kareya amenas litfor. If you kareya, you rip something with a kavana amenas litfor to sew it back again, you chayiv. Because stam kareya, stam ripping is a kilkul for kilkul yipater on Shabbos. Then ask me with a kareya amenas litfor. You ripping amenas to sew it back again better. For the Gemara, Kriya b'Mishkan mihevi. Where did they rip something in the Mishkan? What do you have to rip? They used to sew, they made curtains. Where do you have to rip? The Gemara, Rabba, Rabzei.